There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust it. We are controlling transmission. We will control the frequency. For the next 3 hours, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Great morning, Mid-Michigan. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS. You know, Crawford goes to one baseball game. I come in here and he's got baseball highlights on. What happened to the soccer highlights that you were falling in love with?
No, that's just SportsCenter. I'm not focusing. I mean, baseball is over with right now. I mean, the Tigers, did you see it last night? Valverde, they almost gagged that thing away with Big Poppy.
You know what? I turned it off. I said, I'm going to watch something else for a few minutes after this thing's over. And then I flipped it back. You know, this is the way I watch games.
I'm back and forth.
You know, I'm all over the place. So I flipped it back. I said, what is going on here? 6-5, and they could have lost.
Then they got a couple men on?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Flair for drama, though.
They are hanging on by a thread.
Yeah.
You know, two games over 500, injury riddled. They're in bad shape.
Well, they get a big win like last night, and guess what? They're still six behind.
How is there such thing as a big win in baseball when you got 162 of them?
We'll have to ask Fred Heumann that question. Yeah. You know, I think that
so it's a must
162
win.
Games, yeah. Oh, yeah, I was a
We're sitting here on June 23rd. This is a must win.
Yeah, they only need about 92 more of them, and they'll be all set. No, they have a lot of issues. And how about Johnny Peralta last night
in
his debut, huh?
Wow.
Who cares how he spells his name?
Yeah, it's hard to – yeah, absolutely. But, man, two dingers, and, hey, they're 1-0 with him. So, all good.
Maybe he's the lucky charm. He's undoing the curse of Crawford from last week. Now, tell us about your experience down at Comerica.
This is
your annual pilgrimage,
yeah,
right?
About 8-10 years we've been doing this. I love going down to Comerica. It's one of the easiest ballparks to go to. I love the sight lines. It was great. Great crowd. They get 38,000, 40,000.
You don't take Cody down. This is our buddies, high school buddies.
38,000, 40,000 people. But I got to tell you something that stood out in my mind when we drove out of out of Woodward Avenue and onto 75 was the buildings. You know, we've always talked about the vacant buildings. It's sad when you see this. So many buildings with like one light on one floor, and then there's a light maybe a couple floors down, and then people are living there, and then there's plywood boarding up one window, two doors down, you know, just two windows down from where somebody's living. It's a really sad state of it. When you look at it, it just shows you the decay in downtown Detroit that does need to be rehabbed. If you have to turn it into a farmer's field, go do it. But something's got to be done because that was pretty disappointing to see that. And we see it every year, but it just stood out for some reason.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people who have not been down to Detroit, you know when it really hit me was when they had the Super Bowl down there.
Yeah.
And I was riding one of the buses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can't park downtown.
Sure.
You park in Livonia or wherever,
right,
and you get a bus to go down there. And they did everything but block out the windows with colored paper. I mean, you just don't want you, and you know, it's okay. Wake up. Open your eyes.
Right.
Now you're there, you know, and they've got this 8-block area.
It's like the Hawaii Bowl where they just drape off everything, you know, end zones and everything. So.
Yeah.
That's I know, but you know, I tell you what, the Tiger fans are fantastic. It's love it. So fireworks, all good. They lost. Ordonez goes down, and you texted me the verification of that when you're in the stands. You really don't know how bad things.
Yeah, I was listening on television. I said it wasn't a great slide.
No,
it looked like kind of
an awkward slide,
but still.
But those awkward slides are the ones that get people hurt. So that was too bad. Now they're pretty much cooked.
393-3700, 393-3700. You know, I don't want to turn this into Ebling and you. This is a Jack and Tom show. And we're going to be all sports for the next 2 hours and 51 minutes. But you brought up the conditions of the city of Detroit. And Scott, you brought a story to my attention yesterday. And I spent a lot of time talking with people about this last night. I'm going to run these cities by Tom and see if you can tell me which one of these cities really doesn't belong here. All right, we're talking about Austin, Texas, Charlotte, North Carolina, Chicago, Houston, Kansas City, Missouri, New York City, Portland, Salt Lake City, Washington, D.C., and Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah, you know, I know what you're referring to. I mean, as far as top 10 hip cities for young professionals to live, is that basically what it
that's
is?
It.
Obviously, Austin, Texas, and I've been there a number of times. That's always up there.
That was just ranked number one city in the country.
That's just always up there because of that combination of every, you know, the technology and UT and the whole bit, okay? And the jazz and the whole, all the music and all that stuff, okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, the other ones are just big cities. I mean, you know, but then
Lansing by far the smallest.
You've often said this, you know, many times enabling you and just in conversations, you've compared these big college towns like Madison, Wisconsin, yes. Austin, Lansing. Lansing could fit into that role.
If everything worked right, I mean, you look at Madison, okay, they've got the two lakes. They got Winona and Mendota.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what, it's a that's a special place. I've been there. That's fantastic.
But, you know, Lansing's got a lot to offer. It just has to get out of its own way.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, it's, you know, economically, in this, not to get into Evelyn and you more topics here, but it's about as solvent as any city in Michigan. I'm saying a lot, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As far as their three peg state government, Michigan State, General Motors, they got a plant that's going 24/7. That's all good stuff, you know. So I'm a Lansing guy. You know that I was born and raised here. Even though you live in East Lansing, you're still a Lansing guy. It's all in one in my mind.
Yeah. And, you know, we had a discussion with Lou Glazer from Michigan Future Incorporated yesterday, and he was talking about this corridor, Grand Rapids, Lansing, Detroit, and that's where everything's got to happen. And he made it sound as if Lansing was the most vibrant of the three.
Well, look, geographically, it's the hub. You know, everything goes off at it. You know, so, hey, we could work for the Chamber of Commerce this morning, it sounds like.
We have a lot to talk about this
including
morning.
Including this ridiculous article in the Detroit Free
Press. You like that? Oh, yes. I thought that was a great
MSU 1000, Michigan 0. The curse of Mike Harter. We're going to talk about this, especially when Rico Beard comes on here at 10:35.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that before I had a chance to actually.
Yeah, shoot myself as opposed to have somebody else shoot me.
Right? Yeah, it is exactly 1,000 days plus 17 hours. Since Michigan defeated Michigan State in anything meaningful.
Well, okay, so you're taking a major diss at the word meaningful. When you're talking about hockey, you're talking
I'm using your definition. You told me what matters. Football number one, men's basketball number two.
That's,
you can throw in women's basketball. That's also fitting.
Well, you know, you can't throw that in with me. And if you know, if you look somebody straight in the eye, any guy straight in the eye, you're probably gonna look at a 9 out of 10. I ain't gonna tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's be honest.
All right.
Okay. It's great. I'm glad women's basketball providing a lot of.
Or
great
as
things.
You call it, chick ball.
Party chick ball. You know, Susie Merchant. At first, I thought she was offended when I said that.
No.
But then I think she got a kick out of it.
Yeah, I do. She gets a kick out of you, Tom. Oh. She'd like to kick you. No, she.
But she's got a good program going on. And think about women's basketball now compared, and I can watch it a lot better now than I could watch it even 10 years ago for some reason. I don't know why.
Right.
But it's getting better. Okay. And the product's getting better. But college football and college basketball, come on. It is so up there compared to everything else, even in the professional ranks to me. I mean, I like the NBA. I like the NFL. Major League Baseball, which was my number one sport many, many moons ago, has really slipped down because of it takes forever for anything to culminate, it seems like to me.
Yeah.
Sorry, Fred Heumann.
You know, someone suggested that the University of Michigan men's basketball program needs to culminate something. Reminded them a little bit of women's basketball because they stand outside, they shoot a bunch of threes, and they never go above the rim for a rebound.
Now, hold on a second here. There is a young recruit who just got an offer from Sexton High School. His name's Denzel Valentine. Okay,
yeah.
He's going, you know,
heck of a player.
I say he's going to Michigan. He's got an offer to go to Michigan. And I'm thinking Michigan State's going to come into that mix one of these days. We'll talk to Steve Fenimore about that.
Is he going to Michigan like Trey Ziegler was going to Michigan? Remember that?
Yeah.
Trey Ziegler, you practically had a spot for him in the rafters in Chrysler Arena.
Yeah.
People were so excited about that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You want to watch him play? You can go watch him play every Saturday and Sunday down at Sexton High School now.
Right.
Because he's in the Moneyball Pro-Am League.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's Michigan basketball is hard to stomach, although the facilities are at least getting an upgrade.
Yeah.
You know, $23 million worth.
Well, they're going to make them smaller. They got to take some of those seats out of there. Mm-hmm. That's the big problem, right?
But bigness is all about is what it's all about in college football for Michigan, as we learned in the last couple of weeks. They're into the size thing big time. And, hey, I got my season tickets yesterday.
And you got great seats, don't you?
I got beautiful. I mean, the whole thing, the big packet came thing.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like 12-0 written all the high, glossy, you know, really thick stubs.
At least their tickets look good, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, their
what they're going to see isn't going to look so good.
I mean,
good.
Their tickets look like BCS title when you look at these, when you pull them out. Dripping money.
Well, you know what you ought to do? You ought to save yourself a lot of aggravation and not turn some of them in. You ought to just hang on to them, and the tickets will look good, and then you can watch a game. You don't have to go down there.
As Virgin tickets, they look fantastic.
Virgin tickets.
What's on our slate today? That's
we got a lot of fun coming today.
Pulled together for
this is going to be a great show. Steve Finnemore, the new basketball coach at East Lansing High School, going to be with us
in studio.
In studio. How about Tony Sweet?
Wow, where do we go with that one? And how about the superintendent? What's the criteria for letting him go? Here's the same thing that happened with East Lansing. You're never going to know the real. You know, you don't know all the underlings of what's going on.
And I don't pretend to know every nuance of the program, but here's my problem with decisions like this. How many games has Grand Ledge played between March 10th and today?
You're talking about a timing issue then.
Bad idea. Really bad idea.
Tony doesn't have a chance to
he can't get another job.
Yeah, he can't respond now. He's got JV football in a couple of weeks. He coaches the JV.
At least they gave him a choice. Quit or be fired.
What's his full time? Is he a teacher?
Yeah, you'd be at the school, but that's what he wants to do. Yeah, he's at the school. Yeah, I'm not sure what is
that hurts.
Especially,
you know, that's really unfortunate for a Grand Ledge guy.
14 years.
Yep. Wow, that's a big story.
Well, we're going to talk about the East Lansing program, new starts, and about coaching in general with Steve Finnemore. Talk about recruiting with him too.
Yeah. Not that he's recruiting high school kids, but, you know, just recruiting the whole.
Yeah, he knows the scene.
You remember back when we started Jack and Tom at the old show, we had Finnemore on a lot. He was like our expert. He sounds great on the radio. So
at that point, he sounded a heck of a lot better than we did. That's
we were stumbling through.
He should have been on. We should have been his guest.
He was just, you know, kind of, you know, walking us down the aisle a little bit.
Pat Fitzgerald, head football coach of Northwestern Wildcats, will be on with us about 9 o'clock.
He ends every conversation, "Go Cats."
Yeah, you know what? You pointed this out. You just want to say, "Where do I sign?" he's done. You want to sign, man. Give me that purple helmet.
Absolutely. I'm just impressed by maybe it's smoke and mirrors. I don't know what it is. He's good. He is really good.
You know, maybe it's because I applied Northwestern and
you did.
Yeah. So the other school I applied to accepted.
Was it journalism that you went after?
I was interested in the media. I wasn't sure what. Television at the time, I really thought.
Yeah.
You know, little did I know. But
you got to be smart to go to Northwestern. You got to be like Byington. You got to have brain power.
You know what? You also have to have money. I mean, I had a partial scholarship, and I still couldn't afford it. You got to have some cash to go to Northwestern.
That's that private school stuff.
Yeah.
It'll nail you.
Yeah, I found that out the hard way, believe me. But another story. Zach is a delegate this week in Seoul, Korea at the International Conference on Adoption.
Really?
How about that?
Wow.
Is that good?
That's relevant to him.
So anyway, Northwestern is, a program. You ever get a chance to go to Northwestern?
Oh, I have. It's great.
Yeah. And if you ever get a chance to go to Northwestern as a student, man, you better just thank your lucky stars. And as I say, where do you sign?
The only negative about Northwestern, parking for college football games. If you don't have the premium paid parking, you're screwed. You got to park downtown. In a ramp.
Oh, they don't have enough people there to make it an issue. How many people do they put in Ryan Field?
Yeah, not very many.
35,000 most games,
keep
right?
Winning, though, that's going to creep up there. Yeah.
Bill Lynch, head football coach of the Indiana Hoosiers, will be with us. And they made some strides last year. Didn't show up in the record, a win-loss record. But
come on.
Hey, they should beat Michigan.
Come on.
They had Iowa down big in the second half.
Didn't say anything. Indiana is still going to be Indiana.
All right, go ahead and say it. That's what they said about Northwestern once upon a time. Trevor Thompson of Fox Sports Detroit will be with us. And, you know, Trevor is a big-time hockey player, but we're not going to talk hockey.
Yeah. He's all over the place.
We're going to talk your favorite sport. We're going to get the two of you and your memories of last Saturday night and what happened with the Tigers and what they can do now besides grinning.
What happened against the Rays, though? That's what really sent the season officially spiraling.
Well, somebody said it's what happened against the Indians.
Well, yeah, that's when you're
–
well, all you do is
– four in a row to the Indians.
All you got to do is go post the All-Star break, and that's – everybody saw this coming. This came a little bit quicker than we thought.
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, will join us, and we'll find out exactly what the psychology is of going 1,000 days without a victory over your rival. Rico Beard will be with us, and Rico from Fox 2 in Detroit, and he's going to chime in on some recruiting things, I think, among other issues. Yeah, I think he'll probably want to talk about that. And we'll take your calls, 393-3700, 393-3700. We'll be right back on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.